piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the food guys. They're always telling us, Greg, that we have to add more vegetables to our diets because you should eat food, mostly vegetables.
Mostly plants, vegetables, not too much.
It isn't as easy as it sounds. I think most people have a little repertoire of about 4 or 5 vegetables that they cook all the time. Probably we're relying mostly on salads.
Salads are good because you get several vegetables at one time. Typically, you know, you'll have lettuce and then tomato and cucumber. And I think one of the important things to include in salads is lots of herbs.
Yeah.
Because we've already talked about how so much of the nutrition has been bred out of so much of our foods, especially vegetables, but that the herbs have retained most of their nutrition. So lots of antioxidants, lots of good healthful compounds. So instead of having a sprig of parsley here and a sprig of parsley there, put a cup of parsley into a salad.
Right. Chop it
up basil. I put in handfuls of basil in a salad. And one of the best ways of getting basil in your diet is through pesto.
Oh, yes.
Because it becomes very concentrated. And if you're cooking a pasta, for example, typically you would use about 1/4 cup of pesto per serving that you dilute a little with some of the cooking water. That's a great way to get basil into your diet. I'm thinking in terms of breakfast, we tend not to think of veggies at breakfast, do we, unless we're talking about brunch. But you can make a spinach omelet very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Spinach cooks down to practically nothing. A couple of handfuls of spinach would give you nice nutrition. And, of course, you have the nutrition from the egg. So that's one kind of vegetable you can get in at breakfast.
Onions, too.
Onions, garlic, spinach, and some peppers, maybe.
Don't forget
the peppers. And salads. You can add some really healthful vegetables to salads like shredded cabbage.
Oh, yeah.
Carrots, chopped green onion, celery, cucumber, and then you make the lovely light dressing to go with that, and you have a lot of veggies right in there. Hard-cooked egg would go well with that. If you want to have some meat, diced ham. But basically, you're framing the food with a vegetable, a very strong vegetable framework with any other food that you add to it playing a supporting role.
Yes. Now, there's also things like beets, for instance.
Beets are great, raw, and they're great cooked.
And they have wonderful greens.
Make sure you cook the beet greens. Beets are pretty much available year-round.
Yeah, they really are. And there's lots of ways to cook them that people may not think about, like roasting them, for instance.
Roasting the beets. What I do is wrap the beets in foil. I try to get them the same size if I'm going to wrap them all up in one package. Cook them around 400 degrees for an hour or maybe a little bit longer for medium-sized beets and make sure that they're completely tender. You'll probably have to open the package and pierce the beet with a sharp knife. Make sure that they're completely tender. And then peel them while they're still warm because it's easier to do it that way than if you let them cool completely. Then you can pickle them. You can dice them. You can shred them. You can add them to salads. You can sauté them in some butter to get a nice crispness on the outside. You can, of course, always add beets to soup.
Oh, yes. Every time I eat beets, I have this thought, I should eat these more often. They're so good.
The reason to eat them is because they taste good.
Now, one of the arch villains of vegetable cookery is the cabbage, which is overcooked. Often we run into it in institutional cooking, where it's absolutely a horror, so to speak. But it doesn't have to be.
It does not have to be. And cabbage lends itself very nicely to sautéing. You can just cut the cabbage into 1/4-inch slices. It doesn't have to be even very fine. Heat up some oil of your choice. And again, garlic, onion, cabbage. It stir fries within just a couple of minutes. And you've got a very quick side dish to serve with your meal. There's so many other vegetables, like cauliflower is great roasted.
Right.
Kale is wonderful sautéed or added to a soup. Broccoli and broccolini. You can add all kinds of wonderful things like anchovies to broccoli. Nice slug of pepper. And you can steam the broccoli to partially cook and then give it a quick saute in olive oil with some garlic. Broccolini I wouldn't steam, but I would just cook. Anchovies and broccolini would be great. Don't forget kohlrabi and turnips and rutabaga. Yeah, there's so many vegetables that are open to you for every course in the meal. Charred leaves and shallots and potatoes and, of course, peppers, your favorite. And mushrooms. Don't forget mushrooms.
Mushrooms. We've talked quite a bit about squash from time to time. It falls into two nice little groups, summer yes. squash and winter squash.
And the winter squash is highly nutritious and very sweet and wonderful, and there's several available to you. I like butternut squash.
Yeah, so there's plenty of vegetables that you can add.
The point is to add them to your
be
diet.
Be sure and add them, and be sure to come back next week for
The Food Guys. Da 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 da